I had rather than twice the worth of her she had near come here.
High fire upon her. She's able to freeze the Godfrey Apis and undo a whole generation. You must either get her ravished or be rid of her. When she should do for clients her fitment and do me the kindness of our profession, she has me a quirk. Her reasons, her master reasons, her prayers, her knees. She would make a Puritan of the devil if he would cheapen a kid of her.
Hey, I must ravage her or she'll disburnish us of all our cavalieria and make our swearers priests.
Now the box upon her green sickness for me.
Hey, there's no way to be rid on it but by weight of a pox. Here comes the Lord Lysimachus, disguised.
Oh, no. How a dozen of virginities.
Now the gods to bless your honor.
I am glad to see your honor is in good health.
You may say so. 'Tis well for you that your resorters stand upon sound legs. How now, wholesome iniquity. Have you that a man may deal with all and defy the surgeon?
Well, we have here one, sir, if she would, but... but there never came her like in Mitterling.
If she would but do the deed of darkness, thou wouldst say.
Well, your honor knows what is to say well enough.
Well, call forth, call forth. For flesh and blood, sir, white and red, you shall see a rose. And she were a rose indeed, if she had but...
Well, what, pretty?
Oh, sir, I can be modest.
That dignifies the renown of a board no less than it gives a good report for a number to be chased.
Well, here comes that, which grows to the stalk. Never plucked yet, I can assure you. Is she not a fair creature?
Faith, she would serve after a long voyage at sea. Here's for you, Lever.
I beseech you, honor, give me leave a word. And I'll have done presently.
I beseech you, do.
I would have you now. This is an honorable man. To find him through the time, they worthily note him.
Next. He is the governor of this country and a man whom I am bound to.
If you govern the country, you are bound to him indeed. How honorable he is in that, I know not. Pray you, without any more virginal fencing, will you use him kindly? He will line your apron with gold. What he will do graciously, I will thankfully receive.
Have you done?
My lord. She's not poached yet. You must take some pains to work her to your manage. Come, we will leave his honor and her together. Go thy ways.
Now, pretty one, how long have you been in this trade?
What trade, sir?
Well, I cannot name it, but I'll offend.
I cannot be offended with my trade. Please, you to know it.
How long have you been of this profession?
Ever since I can remember.
Oh, did you go to it so young? Were you a gamester at 5 or at 7?
I've here too, sir, if now I be one.
Why, the house you dwell in proclaims you to be a creature of sale.
Know you this house to be a place of such resort and will come into it? I hear say you are of honorable parts and are the governor of this place.
Why, have your principal made known unto you who I am?
Who is my principal?
Why, your herb woman. She that sets seeds and roots of shame and iniquity. Oh. You have heard something of my power, and so stand aloof for more serious wooing? But I protest unto thee, pretty one. My authority shall not see thee, or else look friendly upon thee. Come. Bring me to some private place.
Come. If you would want to honor, show it now. If put upon you, make the judgment good that thought you worthy of it.
This house, this some more, be saved.
What reason is there in your justice which hath power over all to undo any? Take you mine honor, and you make a gap into forbidden ground, where after all may tread. If then with violence you mar this workmanship of heaven, you will abuse your justice, kill your honor, and leave me impoverished to the world.
Why, this same house wherein thou livest is a receptacle of all men's sins, a nurse of wickedness. How canst thou then be anything but naught that dwells within?
Use a roof and still will enter here? Oh, my good Lord, if there be fire before me, must I straightway run to burn myself? Or if suppose this house, which too many feel such houses are, should be the doctor's patrimony and the surgeon's feeding, follows it that I must needs infect myself to maintain them? And yet, good Lord, make me your servant, and I will obey you. Let me live honest, I am content. Now, even in this minute, let me die. Oh, that the gods would set me free from this unhallowed place. Oh, they could change me to the meanest bird. Life, pure air.
Ah, surely this is virtue's image, rather virtue's self. Come down from heaven a while to reign on earth to teach us what we should be. I did not think thou couldst have spoke so well. Ne'er dreamt thou couldst. I hither came with thoughts intemperate, foul and deformed, the which your tears have washed till they are white. Your speech has mended my corrupted mind. Hold, here's gold for thee. The sever, in the clear way thou goest, and the gods strengthen thee.
You.
Lady, to me the very doors and windows savor vilely. Fare thee well. Thou art a piece of virtue, and I doubt not that thy training hath been noble. Oh, here's more gold for thee. A curse upon him, die he like a thief, that robs thee of thy goodness. If thou dost hear from me, it shall be for thy good.
I will be sure on one piece for me.
A vault, thou damned doorkeeper! Your house, but for this virgin that doth profit, would sink and overwhelm you. Away!
How's this? We must take another course with you. If your peevish chastity, which is not worth a breakfast in the cheapest country under the cope, shall undo a whole household, let me be gilded like a spaniel. Come your ways.
Look at her, baby, now. What's the matter?
Worse and worse, mistress. She has here spoke only words to the Lord Lysimachus.
How? Abominable!
She makes our profession, as it were, to stink upon the face of the gods.
Marry, hang her up forever!
The nobleman would have dealt with her like a nobleman. She sends him away as cold as a snowball, saying his prayers to...
Vote!
Take her away.
Use her at thy pleasure. Crack the glass of her virginity and make the rest malleable.
And if she were thornier ground than she is, she shall be ploughed.
God, you could.
She came here! Away with her! Would she never come into my doors? Marry, hang you!
She's born to undo us. Will you look at the way of womankind?
Marie, come at my dish of chastity with rosemary and bays.
Come, mistress. I must have your maidenhead taken off, or the common hangman shall execute it. Come your ways. We'll have no more gentlemen driven away. Come your ways, I say!
from you the jewel you hold so dear.
Pretty, tell me one thing first.
Come now, your one thing.
Who did thou think thine enemy to be?
Why, I could wish him to be my master, or rather, my mistress.
Neither of these are so bad as thou art, since they do better thee in their command. Thou hast a place for which the painless fiend of hell would not in reputation change. Thou art the damned doorkeeper to every cloister that comes inquiring for his tib. To the choleric sifting of every rogue thy ear is liable. Thy food is such as hath been dutched on thy infected lungs.
What would you have me do? Go to the wars, would you? Where a man may serve 7 years for the loss of a leg, and then have not money enough to buy him a wooden one.
Do anything but best thou doest. Empty old receptacles or common shores of filth served by indenture to the common hangman. Any of these ways are yet better than this. What thou professest? A baboon, could he speak, would own a name too dear. If that thy master would gain by me, proclaim that I can sing, weave, sew, and dance. With other virtues which I'll keep from boast, and I will undertake all these to teach. I doubt not that this popular city will yield many scholars.
But can you teach all this you speak of?
Prove that I cannot. Take me home again and prostitute me to the basest groom that doth frequent your house.
Well, I will see what I can do for thee. If I can place thee, I will.
But amongst honest women?
Faith, my acquaintance lies little amongst them. But since my master and mistress have bought you, there's no going. But by their consent. Therefore, I will make them acquainted with your purpose. And I doubt not that I shall find them tractable enough.
Come, I'll do for thee what I can. Come your ways.